You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Well, President Trump has declared the opioid epidemic a public health emergency. The Texas Department of State Health Services says more than 1,100 Texans died from opioids in 2016. Cities and counties across the state have had to increase services to meet the demand. Now local leaders are getting overwhelmed by another side of the opioid crisis. Lawyers are knocking on their doors with promises to sue pharmaceutical companies to pay local entities back for the strain on their resources. Marissa Evans has this story for the Texas Tribune, where she's the Health and Human Services Policy Reporter. Marissa, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
So what is the pitch these law firms are making to counties around Texas?
Their big selling point right now is that cities and counties should get Big Pharma to pay for all the troubles that they've caused for the opioid addiction crisis.
And what, they're coming with PowerPoint presentations and that sort of thing?
Yeah, PowerPoint presentation. There's PDFs being sent, packets and packets and packets of information, actually. Lots of charts and data about Centers for Disease Control, opioid data, a lot on pointing to like past court cases against pharmaceutical companies, basically just saying, you know, all of these things means your community is impacted and you deserve to potentially get paid to recompensate for your costs for, you know, jail diversion, addiction programs and services, lost productivity costs, you know, all those ER visits and naloxone medication you've had to buy. Mm-hmm. All of those things should be compensated for, and Big Pharma should be the ones to pay for it.
What I'm intrigued by is that there seems to be a sort of element of time here that if you don't jump on board this train right now, you may miss the boat. And I believe you quoted one of the attorney's pitches as inaction is action.
Yes, that's been the big thing. You know, right now there's a huge multi-district case. So a lot of cities and counties around the country started suing these various pharmaceutical companies. Mm-hmm. And so now all of those cases have been absorbed by a federal judge in Ohio. And from what I've heard from lawyers who were actually in the room, you know, this judge is very adamant about handling this ASAP. Talks of a settlement are already on the table, but it's a matter of for how much.
This happens to be one opportunity, but it's not necessarily the end of the line when it comes to litigation against in these opioid cases, it seems to me.
Exactly. I mean, what's interesting is when I was doing research for this story, that you go to these law firm websites and now you see advertisements. It's like, did you lose a loved one to the opioid crisis? We can help. Every law firm seems to be really trying to be of help on this, trying mm-hmm. to figure out how to help families, trying to get hired by counties. And you have these national, you know, big city law firms trying to come into these smaller counties, and they can't just do that. They actually have had to like get local law firms to kind
sure.
of help get them in the door.
Because of the bar rules, of course.
They
right.
need that local representation.
How many counties are we talking about joining these lawsuits?
It's dozens and dozens and dozens. I mean,
wow.
we really try to cross-reference with local news media and from everything we saw, and it's dozens of counties across Texas, big and small.
So let's assume for a moment that the counties push through with their suit. They prevail one way or another through settlement or decision. Could that actually improve their situation when it comes to opioids, or are we talking about sort of a windfall of money that they can use to balance their balance sheets?
Well, it depends. I mean, it really depends on what you've had to spend in previous years to combat the opioid crisis. So, for example, one county I spoke with, they said, you know, we don't even have a hospital here. We are not really that impacted by the opioid crisis. That's not a big issue in our particular community. But on top of that, you have counties that are not sure if they want to deal with litigation. And if you're a small county and you've hired three law firms, like, okay, you might get a settlement, but you also don't have to give a cut of that settlement to three law firms now. It's going to be interesting to see how these lawyers can really prove that pharmaceutical companies, from the pharmacy benefit managers to the distributors to the manufacturers, all of these people were responsible for this crisis.
Marissa Evans is the Texas Tribune's Health and Human Services Policy Reporter. We'll have a link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Marissa, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.